The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I have some Blake Bortles numbers for you. First quarter of his career, 1,598 yards, 4 touchdowns. Fourth quarter, 3,364 yards, 26 touchdowns. Care to guess the Jaguars' record? 10-26.
Well, that's not his fault. He's throwing for all those yards. The rest of the guys need to step their game up.
He's engineered 5 game-winning drives in his 3 NFL seasons.
Oh, well.
But the rest of it, it's basically what we talked about Brian Hoyer last year. Got a bunch of numbers in the fourth quarter of games where they were blown out.
You know whose job it is to worry about what the fans think of him? Bob McNair's.
Frankly, if fans want to boo him, they're within their rights. Had no problem with people leaving that Colts game early. They had just looked at 7 quarters of absolutely horrible football.
If you're the type of fans who cheer at everything, that's not a real fan to me. If the product you see on Sunday is anything resembling what you saw on Monday night, you absolutely should boo.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com, some of what you heard there. We also had J.J. Watt's new lady. We also had R.J. Bell. A lot of good stuff in the first 2 hours, and we'll open it back up for you guys to get in if you wish to at 713-780-3776. Texter asks, why did the Astros not renew Ashby's radio contract? I thought he was good. I thought he was good 20 years ago. I just don't really have much positive to say about anyone on the Astros broadcasts. I mean, they're just... their instant turn the sound down for me. So,
baseball on the radio is rough anyway.
It is. You've got it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to be entertaining. I just never found anything on any of their broadcasts that I thought was insightful. And but that's, to be fair, I probably never made it past 2 innings with them before I muted them.
There you go.
So, have you talked about how the Titans looked last night? Yeah, we hit on that in the first hour.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, congratulations, Titan fan. You're going to get there. All right, let's that's not what we said about them, just so you know. They are
kind of.
They're basically a lesser version of the Texans. They're going to beat up on these crap teams, and they did a good job of that. But we'll see how they do the next 3 weeks where they play some real teams. I think they're going to be 4-7 again, and no one will be talking about them. All right, let's talk about some college plays because we've got a few. They're on my website, and I'm going to add the NFL games tomorrow. But here's my first one, and this is just purely a computer play because I'm going to trust the computer since my own handicapping has sucked the last 2 weeks. SMU is +3 at Tulane. Computer spits them out as a 5-point favorite. That's almost that 9-point swing that comes out at 88%. So the question is, is there going to be a letdown after the biggest win they've ever had, or at least over the last few years, or does this give them confidence and have they turned it around a little bit? I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go ahead and take that, and I'm also hit them small for +120 on the money line. So there you go. Trusting the computer in this one. Plus, I think they've started to look like a better... Tulane is, to me, the worst team in the American Conference.
I wouldn't argue with you.
And we talk about home edges. Tulane has a negative home edge, for those of you who are curious. So,
how you liking the Aztecs tonight on the road at Utah State, Aggie?
You know what? I hadn't, that one hadn't jumped out at me.
They're giving up 4.5. I'll go New Mexico State +43.5.
I don't
real Aggie.
I don't mind that, actually.
I just don't think. I mean, I would guess a week after the Alabama game, you're going to see some sort of a let. I mean, obviously, not to the point where A&M's going to struggle or lose.
Classic trap game, but, though, for the spread.
Yeah, 43.5. New Mexico State's terrible. A&M's very good. Just 43.5 is too much of a number, in my opinion. That's kind of what I was looking for this weekend was big numbers like that. And there's just not. I don't see much value. The other big number like that is Kansas at Oklahoma. It's 40.5.
Yeah, but I looked at that one.
That one I could actually see happening.
Yeah, I like New Mexico State. I'm with you. I may piggyback on that one.
So, I'm starting to lean Florida State. I don't like that Florida State team, but getting 4.5 points at home against a Clemson team that's just not been very impressive to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one too.
I kind of like Florida State. I'm hoping that the West Virginia number gets down to 3 instead of 3.5. I like them at Oklahoma State.
That's a pretty good football team. They've started to impress me, and they've improved as they've gone along.
I
mean, too.
I don't think they're great, but I think they're pretty solid.
I mentioned this first hour. I like Utah getting 10.5 is what I got it at against Washington. And I hate betting against Washington because I like them, and they're a fun team to watch, but I just think that's too many points. Here's the other one. You know how I'm about Hawaii at home? Mm-hmm. How much I love them? I'm doing something a little different this week. The two offenses, Hawaii and New Mexico, have played really well over the last 4 weeks. The over total is 64. The computer spits out a combined score of 82 for this one. I am taking the over on Hawaii and New Mexico.
All right.
What else did you have?
I think that's all I was really strong on.
Well, here's a couple that...
I wanted to play the Michigan game. 24.5 is just too much for me. I do think they're going to crush them, though.
I won't play it because it's UH. But Central Florida plus 9.5. It's hard for me to... It would be hard for me not to take that, considering how UH has played the last three games. Now, they may be due to turn it around and stomp a hole in somebody, but they're pretty beat up. And your last three games, you've been 17, 17, and 21-point favorites. They lost one of them, fluke won one, and lost one. I can't see giving 9.5 points to anybody like with this team.
Oh, I've got one more.
Okay.
How about the U minus 1.5 at Notre Dame?
Don't mind that.
I think Notre Dame is just... junk.
They've quit too.
Yeah, they're not trying. The effort's gone.
They're bitching about the coach.
They've got nothing to play for at this point. They're not a bowl team, so they're basically packing it in, I think.
I'll give you one more that I'm considering. They burned us last week. Old Dominion did, and they're at UTEP, which is coming off a really grueling, emotional victory. They're 5-point favorites at UTEP. They should be 12-point favorites. So I'm leaning towards playing that one, but I won't decide until tomorrow. And then one CFL play, but I'm going to have to wait and see what the weather's like in Saskatchewan. If it's brutally windy, which it looks like it's going to be, and 1 degree and snowing, under 53 against BC.
All right.
And I will hit it hard, but only if the weather's bad, because the Vegas over-unders do not account for the fact that sometimes they have 40 and 50-mile-an-hour winds this time of year. Can't throw the football in that.
Yeah.
And it makes it really hard to get to 53. So... there you go. That's and just one quick thing. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back, because if you want to know where you can play all these things, MyBookie.
There you go.
MyBookie.lv. And I'm telling you, this is my go-to site now. It is the only website I use to make my plays. And they're offering you a great thing here. They're offering you this 100% bonus when you join and deposit today, which is not going to last much longer. So if you've been thinking about it and you want to jump in, now is the time. All you have to do is use my promo code FRED, and you're going to get 100% bonus on your deposit. They have all the in-game stuff we were talking about with RJ is available. They've got lines on all the things we've talked about. That's where my numbers all came from. And the cool thing is, for those of you who are into horse racing like me, they also have a great race book with all track odds and all the track plays. So and I just love to sit there all weekend and play sports and horses. That's my fun thing to do, and I do it all on MyBookie. And they've got great customer service. If you have a problem, then they're going to get with you right away and help you work through it. 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS, or better yet, visit MyBookie.lv to open an account. Remember to use that promo code FRED and claim your 100% bonus before it's gone. Put your money where your mouth is. 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.lv to start winning today. Ditch your bookie. Time to try my bookie.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Eagles Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. on ESPN 97.5, presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we're back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. I'm happy to take a phone call or two here before the end of the show. I was going to get into this last segment, but I'll just mention it real quickly because people are asking if I was going to have any horse plays this week. I'm not, because next week is the Breeders' Cup. It's 2 days. I will probably not have any sports bets next week because I'm going to have to spend a couple days putting together my plays for every single Breeders' Cup race. So if you're a horse racing person, I will have something for you, and I can almost guarantee you I'm going to have at least one shot, long shot, because I do every year. And you know, I've got a pretty good string going of hitting something at 30 or 40 to 1 pretty much every year. So, but there are a lot of people ask, what, you know, who do you like in these races? Well, the draw is not till next Wednesday, and I wait till the last minute on horses. I want every last bit of information I can have, who's, you know, post position, pace, everything. So just please be patient and quit asking me about the Breeders' Cup and who I like yet, because I will have a full guide for you probably next Thursday. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah, I just, it's one of those things, I don't ever want to be rude, but by the same token, dude, I'm not going to have anything for you till then. And also a lot of people asking about NBA and stuff like that. So I don't even look at the NBA until February. It's just too much football right now. So I apologize for that. I just can't do everything. And it would, and that's where I get in trouble, and that's why I've kind of gotten in trouble the last couple of weeks, trying to handicap too many things and, you know, give the people what they want. Instead, I'm giving them losers, which is not what anybody wants.
Nobody likes losers.
No. All right. Let's grab a phone call. Larry, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, any quick thoughts on Penn State and a letdown situation at Purdue? And did you discuss the ticket prices for tonight's baseball game at all?
We talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
I just saw somebody tweet out that people are paying $250 just to get into this Wrigleyville bar.
It's crazy.
That's dumb. I'm glad you're excited, but I'm not paying $250 to go in a crowded bar to watch a game. There's bars all over Chicago. And as far as Penn State, I do think there might be something to that. Purdue, since the coaching change, has actually looked like they kind of know what they're doing. I just have a hard time investing in Purdue.
I'm with you.
That's one of those teams I just don't trust. But if you're leaning that way, I wouldn't fault you at all.
Yeah, that's a like from a spot perspective, that's kind of the place where you want to be looking, and it's, you know, you're thinking the right way,
yeah,
looking at that situation. But it's nice that the number was over 10.
Yeah,
but. God, to bet on Purdue, you got to be pretty ballsy.
Yeah, but I like his thinking. I like, I mean, that's exactly the kind of game you want to look for. And if you, and there are some factors there that are playing in your favor. So if you're leaning that way, be my guest.
Yep.
Let's try Josh. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports, man.
Hey, I want to know, you know, I know my Ryan Tannehill beat you.
Okay. This is Ryan Tannehill, Josh. No, we're not. Don't call anymore.
Tannehill didn't beat the Bills. Jay Ajayi beat the Buffalo Bills.
You're not. I'm sorry.
By the way, the Bills suck. I mean, they're the Bills.
Dude,
I promise I wouldn't have called your radio show had the Bills beat the Dolphins.
All right, John, can we let the interns know that?
I don't care. I let him call every week. No. I let him do his crazy thing.
Tannehill Josh is banned until the Dolphins have a winning record. Then he can call in. And when Tannehill is not the 31st ranked quarterback in total QBR. I'm sorry, 30th.
That doesn't matter,
I'm sorry,
Fred.
30th because he's ahead of Case Keenum.
That doesn't matter.
God bless.
That's not what counts.
Some people just will never give up. I should have known, because he put NFL question as opposed. If he'd called and said he was going to talk about Tannehill, he never would have gotten on air.
I don't mind. I love it.
Do you really?
No. But Congratulations.
I tell you what.
They won their third game of the season.
Yeah. Josh, you want to get back on the air and get a Tannehill question, bring us some egg rolls from China Garden. That's the only chance you've got. Number 30 in total QBR at 45.6 ahead of only Case Keenum.
I'm telling you, I stand by this. He is the worst player in the league that has supporters. Like, there are people who still think he's not only, like,
Brock Osweiler.
Serviceable. They think he's good.
Brock Osweiler's been better than him. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been better than him. Yeah. Just stop with that. I don't even know where to go now.
I don't know. That's what you get, though, for going to the phones.
Yeah. We won't make that mistake again. It's just us for the rest of the show. Thanks, Josh. You ruined it for the rest of them. See, Westmoreland says, I hear it's all you can drink, though. But how many drinks are you going to get in that place as crowded as it's going to be?
That's what I'm saying. How long is it going to take you to get a drink?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, man. I'll leave a lot of places when they get too crowded because the important thing to me is get my alcohol and watch my games where I can see them and not have people screaming and stuff.
That's why I like to watch games at home.
I've gotten more that way. I watch a lot less out now than I used to.
I have a great TV. I have great beer. I there's no obnoxious people there besides my family, and they have to be there.
Yeah, you can't get rid of your wife and kids.
Yeah, but I mean, when I want a new beer, I just get up and open it. Yeah. I don't have to like wait on someone.
Well,
I don't have to put a dollar in the bucket every time I get a beer. It's nice.
I like there's one place that I've been going and like watching the first half of Texans games because it's not that crowded, but it's starting to get popular now. And then it's like, okay, well, I'll just go back home and watch them. But I don't, because that way I can watch three or four games at once without having it on, which I could do at home too, but. Yeah, most of the time, though, I don't like to go out and if I'm watching a game, like if I'm going to watch a World Series, it'll just happen to be on wherever I am. I'm not going to go someplace just to watch a World Series game. Patrick, why is Vegas valuing Ohio State more to win the championship now after the loss? I thought that was very strange that their number kind of went down after they lost that game. I'm not really sure. I think because basically I don't know that it affects them that much as long as they beat Michigan. So
I mean, if they beat Michigan, they're probably going to the playoff.
Yeah.
So their loss almost had no effect on their end result because if they're a one-loss Big Ten champion with a win over Michigan, they're going to get in.
And presumably Nebraska if Nebraska wins this week. So, all right. Well.
All right, guys. They'd have to beat Nebraska twice if that were ended up being the case. Or maybe they'd have to beat Wisconsin. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how that'll shuffle out, but I got to tell you about Dick's Sporting Goods. Guys, they have stepped up the sporting goods store game here in Houston. They had their grand opening last weekend in 10 new stores in 6 different locations around the city. They're now at Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook Mall, and Humble, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and they're at Katy and Baybrook with these massive buildings that actually have 3 stores in them, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. Whatever your sport, whether you're a serious athlete or you're just a hobbyist, they've got you covered at Dick's. Whether it's bicycling, fishing, backpacking, kayaking, golf, tennis, baseball, they've got you covered for all the team sports, for all the individual sports. They've got your apparel, they've got your footwear, they've got your equipment. These are the first Dick's Sporting Goods stores of their kind in the whole country. They picked Houston to open them up in. And if you walk in, you're going to immediately notice a difference between them and the competition that's been around the city for a while. To find out more about the new locations and the celebrations that Dick's has going on, check out their website, dicks.com/Houston. That's dicks.com/Houston, Dick's Sporting Goods. Worse than a fear of death. Now I feel the fear rising up, climbing up, taking over my body. And I feel my pulse starting up, waking me again. Open my eyes.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back. Wow. 4:43 to go in the first quarter.
South Florida 21, Navy 0. That's one of the reasons I'm glad I stayed away from
Sorry, Naval Academy.
Yeah, that's not a good start. And it's going to be hard for them to come back from the way they
play. They throw the ball.
Yeah, well, and they're 14, you can stay in it, you can keep running, you can keep doing your thing. You get to 21, now you're going to have to change your game up a little bit, and that's not good for them. So I have some sportsy stuff. I have some non-sportsy stuff. I've been pretty sportsy today.
All right.
I should do some non-sportsy. I had two things that were going to be gym of the day and then decided to do JJ's girlfriend as gym of the day. Not I need to finish that sentence because that came out bad. Did you see the Russian dude who was supposed to be filming his daughter's recital and instead filmed the hot Russian teacher's ass the whole time?
Yeah, I saw that.
That is so awesome. I guarantee you, if I had been in that situation, I would have done the exact same thing. I think most of us would. Maybe not Jong. Jong would be all focused on his kid. Well, he's looking
at me.
He
doesn't have a kid.
Well, if he had a kid, he'd be all focused on the kid. Oh. But if you haven't seen it, it's gone viral. And I think most people agree, probably the right thing to shoot if you saw those little Russian kids.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend if you want entertainment, except for you have to put up with Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
That's kind of the negative. But the other thing is, go to Iowa, where apparently if you work at a restaurant, you might want to realize that they probably have security, at least in parts of the area, where apparently a waitress was caught on a surveillance camera having sex with a customer in the restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to say, hey, I might visit that restaurant. That might be pretty cool.
It sounds like the plot of a movie.
It does. One of those movies we were talking about. Yeah. Maybe somebody ought to make that movie. But yeah, basically, go eat your hamburger, your fries, have a couple beers, and then, okay, I'm going to pound you right here.
She didn't get fired, did she?
Well, we don't know what's happened to her yet. But she did pop him out, by the way,
yeah,
on camera. So I'm going to say I'm for.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tiger Woods is for also. But can we talk more UFC? We talk more UFC on this show than anywhere.
Yeah.
Just hasn't been that much lately.
Yeah, there haven't been fights lately.
No. So to answer your question, no, yeah, we can't.
Once they get, once they're back in the full swing of things, we'll be back on them.
Yeah, we said nobody. There's not a show in the city that talks more UFC than we do. There's one more thing that I wanted to get to.
Their next show is November 5th, so it's the weekend after Halloween. So we'll talk about it then, I'm sure.
Is that next week? It's next week.
Yeah, a week from Saturday.
Wow, it's almost November already.
Yeah.
Jeez. So you're flying by.
And then the week after that is UFC 205, which is the mega card, the Alvarez-McGregor card that has that one. It's got the welterweight title fight and the strawweight women's fight, title fight, and Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero. I mean, just a ton of great fights on that card. So I can't wait for that thing.
All right, there's one more, and I've been wanting to get to this all week, and we just never been able to because stuff has come up. What is your stance on yoga pants?
I'm not against them. My wife wears yoga pants all the time. I feel like they should be either used to do like actually exercise in,
right,
or just lounge around the house in.
So you're not big on them in public?
Not really.
See, I'm kind of for, but it takes a certain person, right? Well, according to some gentleman in Rhode Island, women over 20 should not be allowed to wear yoga pants.
Over 20?
Yeah. Okay, it sounds a little creepy to me because, frankly, I wouldn't look at one under 20. It says, they do nothing to compliment a woman over 20 years old. Mm. In fact, the look is bad. Do yourself a favor, grow up, and stop wearing them in public. Well, his letter backfired. Hundreds of women in yoga pants gathered for a parade through the town street right past his house. The procession included mothers, daughters, and dogs. They put yoga pants on dogs?
I don't.
No, that's kind of... this is way more than yoga pants, organizer Jamie Burke said. It is women fed up with the policing of our wardrobes and our bodies. Seems fair.
All right.
I'm with you, ladies. You do what you do. But you also have to know that certain body types you're not going to want to wear.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is like if the women who should be wearing these pants knew, like if it were that simple to say, you know, this should be allowed, this shouldn't be, but it's not that easy.
No, and it's you know, don't really want to be policing.
No, but maybe they should.
713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, your UFC guy has kind of got issues.
My guy?
Yeah. The biggest fight is in 2 weeks. Are y'all serious? Yeah, it's 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. It's football season.
Dude,
you
come
know how many
on.
Football games are happening between now and then? The World Series is happening. The NBA just kicked off.
We
talk about the UFC a lot on this show. I would defy you to find a show in this town or really any local radio show in almost any market that spends more time on the UFC than we do or is more connected to it. And we have guests on for every event. I mean, we talk about this stuff a lot.
If you want more than that, you need to go find a podcast, MMA podcast. Yeah.
Joe Rogan does one.
Yep.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk that much about UFC on it usually.
Oh, does he not?
Sometimes. I mean, it depends on if there's fights or not, but not, I mean, that's not the, it's not the center of his universe for sure.
Ah, okay.
But there, Ariel Helwani does a podcast every week. It's a great podcast called The MMA Hour, and it's like 3.5 hours of him talking about MMA. Nothing but.
There you go. Did you see this Kevin Durant thing with him yelling at the camera while he was shooting or talking to the camera?
No.
John, do you have that?
Come out here. Keep going, kid. I'm in the shower. It didn't work.
Okay, I can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah, that's useless. Basically, what all did he say, John? He's like nobody's in the
Can
arena.
You translate that?
Yeah,
I gotta pull the video back up.
We need Google Translate. It says
it's so racist that you can't understand him, Fred.
It's more sound quality than it is race. Nice try, though. Apparently, though, he was talking about haters and things like that, and might be losing his mind already. That's what it amounted to. But since you couldn't hear anything but thump 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 thump, that was pretty much it. So never mind. We tried. That was your basketball for the day. Unless you want to talk Rockets.
No, that's enough.
You sure?
Yeah, I think we're good. We'll see. We'll see what the Rockets deserve to be talked about.
You know what? Joel brings up a great point that Bare Knuckle Radio, when they're on.
Yeah.
Is that still on?
I don't think they're on anymore
because Mick's busy.
Oh, okay.
Mick's working with the UFC now. He didn't have time to do that show.
So this is what Katie said. They told me that, hold on. They told me I don't have no drive. I'm out here. Keep going, Katie. And he keeps shooting the ball. They call me a coward, putting in work.
I like KD, and he's really a likable guy. But the whole Kevin Durant as an underdog attitude, like no one believes in you. Everyone believes in you, and everyone believes that you're probably going to get a ring this year. Most people think that. I don't understand where that comes from, and I hate when people have a made-up underdog attitude.
He's been playing in OKC for so long that he has become that mentality.
But even Oklahoma City wasn't an underdog, really. I mean, this is a guy – an underdog is like a guy who didn't get drafted, who worked his way up and, like, really just made something out of himself, you know? Kevin Durant went number two in the draft. He was the best player in college basketball. He, you know, he was the national player of the year. This didn't. He was the top recruit out of high school. Like, no one's ever said Kevin Durant's not that good. No one's ever said that. No one's ever been a doubter of what Kevin Durant can do.
He's not taking being the bad guy very well.
Oh, he's the worst bad guy. He's the worst possible bad because he's like you can't sell Kevin Durant as a villain is the problem.
Well, he can't take being a villain is the problem.
Well, I don't think he can do that either.
And that's going to be a real issue for him.
I think he's trying to do what LeBron did. LeBron embraced that when he was dealing with all the hate when he went to Miami. He embraced that and kind of fed off of it a little bit. But KD's just not LeBron.
No, and mentally he's not LeBron.
No,
and
he's not. He's not as mentally tough.
And I think this could easily backfire on him. Speaking of backfire, a lot of people say yoga pants guy. That was his plan all along, was to get all those women parading in front of his yard in yoga pants. That'd be pretty smart. Maybe I should try that.
Maybe so.
In that video with KD, he was missing a lot of shots.
Oh, so too much talking, not enough hitting shots.
Well, there you go. That should explain it.
He was missing about half when nobody's guarding him.
Yeah.
And typically in pro players, when, you know, I covered some NBA when I was younger and go out there and they're all alone. They hit 80-90% of their wide open shots. And I think talking to himself might be distracting himself.
Is he talking to himself or is he talking to the camera?
He's trying to act hard.
He's probably talking to the camera.
That's what he's doing.
You know who used to be the very best at shoot around? Tracy McGrady. McGrady was a god when there was nobody guarding.
Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
Was amazing. Well, you know, he's a great in-game shooter too as well, but I went early when I was, high school or so, when the Rockets had Glenn Rice. I went to the games early for like bobblehead night and that kind of stuff, and he would just be out there shooting like 100 shots, and he would hit like 90 of them.
Yeah, McGrady would do the same kind of stuff, and you'd look up and he's hit like 25 in a row at one point, and you're just like, man, this is so easy for this guy. And I wish he could have stayed healthy, because I think he would have been a hell of a lot better player than he wound up being if he could have stayed healthy. But oh boy, did you see the New York Post headline about Anthony Weiner?
I did not.
The stroking gun.
I saw a meme.
It says Dickie Leaks.
I saw a meme that said the FBI going through Anthony Weiner's phone, and they were all in hazmat suits being sprayed off.
Man, what a mess this guy is. Oh, well. Mercifully, there's only one more segment of this show.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about DraftKings. DraftKings.com. If your fantasy football season is going like most of mine is, you need to know about DraftKings. If you've got a bunch of busts or injuries piling up, listen, it's not too late to save your season and win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football, which means no season-long commitments to busts and bench warmers. Never again will you be combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. because you've got a hurt running back. Every week is a brand-new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. It's simple. Renew old rivalries with friends. Play them every week if you want to, or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win big money at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. 409 says, usually I only get to listen for 30 minutes on the way home, but driving to Beaumont tonight and have enjoyed listening to nearly the whole show. Long-time listener.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Bleep the haters. I don't mind the haters. I just think sometimes you have to remind people that we're not, you know, it's cool that they're connected enough to the show that they want to hear all this stuff, but they're also doing it for, you know, 50,000 other people, not just them.
Right.
So sometimes you have to remind people of that. I may do something completely different this weekend, man. I think I may go, except for to update the betting guide for the website and to write a Texan story Sunday, I think I'm going to go completely off social media for 2 days.
Ooh.
In fact, I may even turn my phone off for 2 days.
Ooh, look at you. I can't do that. I need my phone.
Well, I do, but I really need a break from humanity.
Yeah, I just hate not being connected. That's my problem.
Well, and it's just there's not much that happens on weekends, so I don't have to worry about it too much. But I really do feel like I just need to get away from human beings for a while. Because today, all I was on the phone doing stuff we got a bunch of audiobook projects, including a cool one that we're going to do. But, man, I was just and then trying to deal with all the people asking questions about stuff. And, man, I'm kind of like, man, I just have to unplug.
Man, good luck this weekend. It's Halloween weekend. There's going to be a lot of people everywhere.
Yeah, see, that sucks. I'm just going to, because if I stay home, there's no way I can do that, because I'll have to have my phone.
Right.
But if I go out and do something where I'm not thinking about it, but if I go out now, I'm going to have to deal with scary clowns. Well, I had another scary clown. So let's do stupid stuff first, and if we have time, I want to do the scary clown story.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. I am about equal opportunity. This show has a lot of listeners from all backgrounds, from all races. Fred, you are Iranian. Jong is Japanese.
You need to correct that. That is not Iranian.
You are Syrian. Jong is Japanese. Jong is Korean.
Yeah, just if you're going to do this, just get it accurate.
And I'm American. And we all come in this show.
Well, you're a skinhead.
If there's a Muslim voting for Donald Trump, that's pretty crazy.
I heard there was a Muslims for Trump group.
Like, he wants to get rid of them. He doesn't want them in the country.
No, he just wants the good ones.
That's like saying, I don't want to get into this. I don't need this in my life.
I have more info on his airplane. Okay, the one he bought replaced a 727 that he had that was built in 1969.
It's like his wives. I feel like he's due for a new one. Yeah.
But,
man, that wasn't a joke.
713 says, I played rugby in Hong Kong at the American school, and the Chinese and French would sneak in high school kids into middle school games. They're little people, though.
Yeah, that's racist, Fred.
The French are tiny. Come on. And annoying.
That's except double
for any,
racist.
Except for any French people who are listening. French blitzers are fine.
They're just good.
The rest of them?
Actually, scumbags.
Well.
Is that what you're saying?
Who's out there yelling now?
Barry.
Oh, is that Barry? We can hear you, so now we want to know what you're actually saying.
What's so hilarious?
We were listening to Prime Cut. Man, that's good radio.
My joke.
We were talking about doing a podcast where it was just a show where you never finished your point. Like, you just be like, yeah, what did you think about that? And then we kind of did it right there in the hall, and it was amazing radio.
It's like children doing radio shows.
It is.
Childish humor radio. We're trying to be adults now.
Oh, really? All right. Anything else?
Did Joel tell you were allowed to talk today?
Oh,
get your ass out of here.
Wasn't allowed to talk on the show from what I heard, so maybe that's why he's here.
Never mind.
Just kidding. There's these two Australian guys that occasionally do play-by-play at the end of NFL games. It's rather profane, but it's very funny. Jong has hopefully cleaned it up.
Oh, can you believe it? How did he miss? It's like having a woman. Oh, up. You're about to get in, and somehow you slip down the and you end up in her ass is full of
This was a bad idea.
Okay, I didn't know what that was.
You got the wrong one. Did you not bleep that stuff out?
I did. I didn't know what that was.
Oh, boy. Never mind.
Stupid stuff we said this week. Jong doesn't speak fluent Australian.
Yeah, apparently not.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to not bring those guys back to the show.
Well, I just didn't catch the a-hole part.
Well, the stuff leading up to it was pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but you could get away with that.
Well, you'd get with lubing her up, but, yeah. It was entertaining. It's some good stuff. I don't know if we have time for this, do we? the guy who was trying to prank on YouTube by being a scary clown and got the crap beat out of him.
Oh, no, that's so great.
Yeah, YouTube prankster Sadiq Muhammad was trying to capitalize on the scary clown hysteria, so he started dressing up and scaring people.
Does being a YouTube prankster pay any money?
I guess he's probably got, you know, he gets paid for per hit or something. But he scared a bunch of people, and his last target simply stands and stares, says, "Why are you going to play that bleep in Stockton, brother?" Says that
he did this in Stockton?
Yeah, he says, that bleep's done played out.
Bad choice, bro.
He then reaches for a gun in his waistband and says, "Don't run, bitch," before clubbing the YouTube celeb over the head with it.
Oh, boy.
And he falls to the ground shouting, "It's a prank. There's a camera right there." Guy says, "I ought to pop your dumb ass." He got pistol whipped.
Well,
I got to say, you had it coming, brother.
That's what you get.
Gonna try to be a scary clown.
With clowning around.
Exactly. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Really all week. Great job, Hoffman. Good week for you. Myself a solid C- for the week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Have some fun.
Have some egg rolls.
Somebody needs to. Enjoy your Halloween. Well, that's not it yet. We still got that coming Monday, right? Well, you're going to do all your parties this weekend. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Rebecca Black, so chillin' in the front side, in the backseat, I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side.
ESPN 97.5.